Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
This chapter of the epic Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna.
This is the first purpose. This is the first purpose. Give me this. Give to me. This one, this. This is the first purpose.
Reason
of coming. What again?
The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna.
Understand? The first purpose to relish what Radhika is doing for Sri Krishna, for his lover, to relish that. Other are secondary. And how we can understand this purpose without Radha Dasi? Becoming Radha Dasi, then I can understand this purpose. This is the first purpose of Chaitanya appearance. If not, then we will understand the purpose of name. He come to chant the name and to glories to others. Are name is secondary, not primary. Primary first purpose is only one thing. How Radha is relishing with Krishna, that to relish and to distribute to others. This is the meaning of following Chaitanya, to relish in that way what he is doing as a she. There is no difference between Radha and Chaitanya. Gauranga and Gaurangi is no different. Gaurangi become Gauranga. And how you can understand Gauranga without Chaitanya, you cannot understand. Without your real consciousness, you cannot understand Chaitanya. To know Chaitanya, you have to stay in your consciousness, a spiritual consciousness. To understand Radhika's purpose of distribution of love is only way to understand through our love. Other are the last purposes. Secondary. We do the secondary purpose, primary, and primary purpose, secondary. We cannot understand. And what is secondary purpose? Nam Yagya holding. Nam Yagya is what? What is written?
Oh, okay.
Mike is there.
Yes. But that's not coming now, Gurudev. First they are explaining, Srila Prabhupada is explaining about more about the subject of those loving transactions. Where Krishna, Lord, is the subject and Radharani is the object. So this subject, Krishna, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow in the position of the object Radharani.
You see, the subject become object, and object become subject. That you understand. What is object? Krishna is object. Now, Krishna wants to relish the mood of Radhika. So, who is subject? Krishna is subject. And who is object? Radhika is object. When we consider as a soul to see Krishna, the soul is a subject and super soul is object, is the God consciousness. Soul is a subject and super soul is object, is a God consciousness. When we start living in the soul, we got the sarup. Then my subject is my sarup, is my subject, and the goal is my swamini. And when Radhika is looking to Krishna, she is the subject and Krishna is the object. And when Krishna is looking to relish the mood of Radhika, then he becomes subject and object is Radhika. So object want to be a subject to relish this subject as an object. Yeah.
This is the mixed roles.
Yeah. Then we go to the Krishna, Bhagavad Gita last line. When you come in your neutral position of your soul identification, then he becomes subject and he shows you the real object of him, that
pleasure-giving
potency is my object. You come to right subject now to show you the pleasure-giving potency. He become also, Krishna become also subject to show you object. Understand or not? Understand? Subal? Understand? So this consciousness only come with your soul. Your sarup you can understand. When you are in the bodily consciousness, then you see the second purpose of appearance of Chaitanya. Only do Nam Sankirtan. That he comes for. Are by pressure name is coming. Never. If I press you to do something, it will never come to you. By love, name is coming. The nature of the love that I want to be with my beloved, a beloved want to be with lover. This is the nature of this love. Love make you to think. Love you make you to meditate and remember the lover's name is the only purpose of the lover. This is secondary because of love is happening. If not, then it's a navabhas. Only I try to do, but no relishment is coming to me. I no feel any taste in this. Why? Because I am not living in my soul identity. I am not conscious with myself. I am so covered with my material senses and body and mind, I cannot go out with that. Then we try to start with second purpose to the primary purpose. Back away, backwards. For the real purpose. But the thing is to be in real purpose, then you realize the secondary purpose. When you are real purpose to serve Radha Mohan, then all secondary is no meaning for you. When you have no real purpose, Radha Mohan, then everything is a meaning for you. Understand? Then secondary purpose will be burden. Why to do? Because real purpose is not clear to me. You cannot do. If the hand not like to do seva, means I don't know the real purpose. I come Vrindavan, but I have no taste of real purpose. Namabhas is happening. Work is happening.
Some Sukriti Gude?
Maybe. One day will come that I will know the real purpose. Go on.
The second reason for his appearance was to understand the
second reason.
Understand the transcendental mellow of himself.
What is second reason? Mellow. Of himself. Go on.
Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime. And to experience...
Sublime means? Highest.
The highest.
Again, read this line.
Radharani's...
No.
The second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself.
Himself.
Lord Krishna is all sweetness.
His sweetness. Rasa.
Adaram maduram.
Rasa.
Rasa, bhai.
But he see the rasa is what rasa? If she does not flow from the highest to me, I am a nirasa, dry. Dry. It comes from the higher than me. Then I am rasa. And this comes from Radhika.
So Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime, and to experience that attraction and to understand the transcendental sweetness of himself,
he
accepted the mentality of Radharani.
Yes. So he wants to accept the mentality of Radhika. Still you say Krishna to Chaitanya. How you will understand him? Is not clear to you? He is rasa, but rasa will only come when the mercy will flow to him. Love will flow. Feeling will flow. That gives rasa to him. Empty glass, you know, full the juice, how it will become juicy glass. You have to squeeze the orange and put in the glass, then it will be full of rasa. And this rasa is coming from the fruit of orange. That is giving, and this orange is Radhika. You have to excuse that in that glass.
Squeeze.
Excuse. So Radhika is the main to give us. You need all from beginning.
The confidential reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this chapter of the epic Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani.
First, primary purpose. Mm. Primary is not there?
No, only first, Gurudev.
Okay. It's a primary. The first is always primary.
The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love.
Primary is there.
Prime. She is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna.
He is the giver of love to Krishna. He is giving love to Krishna. One pointed. To the Creator. To Almighty. Then he is full of rasa.
She fulfills him, Guruji.
Yes. You go to Radha Kund, you will see the Radha Kund water is going to Sam Kund. Sam Kund water is not coming to Radha Kund. This flow is from Radha Kund to Sam Kund. You watch this, never you will see from Sam Kund to Radha Kund. Why? Because this flow is going from Radha to Sam. non-stop flow, dhara, in a flow going on. You go never see this? This time go to Radha Kund, watch this.
How to see this, Gurudev?
That is the middle place where the flow is going through.
The Sangam, and then it's going underneath.
No, no, it's, you can see it.
Yeah?
Below the steps.
Yeah.
Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions.
He is the reservoir.
With Srimati.
How much he coming to the water to Shyam Kund, he digest. He reserve, keep reserve of the Radha Kund water. Mercy of Radha is his reservoir.
Container.
And we want to go direct to Krishna. Possible. You have some reservoir to you that you can reserve something from Krishna. You have to learn how to create reservoir inside you that you cannot come out from that mercy. Reservoir means your tank is never fulfilled. It takes and takes on and on. That to make our tank. Never say that is overflowing now. Bas ho gaya, no chalega.
Never ho gaya.
Never ho gaya. Little prasad you give to you someone. You say, no, I'm a fool. Are ho gaya? It's so little prasad your belly is full. Never say full. Give me more. Mercy to take. Never ho gaya. Never finish, endless. Twenty-four-seven flow from Radha Kund is going on and Krishna is taking. This is the capacity of reservoir of Krishna. And she never stopped to give.
Gurudev, this is why Radha Kund is never overflow. She always go to Krishna, Krishna go to Lalita, Lalita to Vishaka.
Everything coming through that way. That is a spiritual way. That is rasa and feeling. Radhika give feeling and it become rasa. I want to take rasa direct from Krishna. I ignore Radhika. Unless you forget the source, my dear. What is the source? Love is the source. Even to the God, Did the love make him to relish and distribute to all living entities? This is the purpose of the God Creator.
Sometimes it's mentioned that Radhika feels hundreds of feelings at the same time. How is this?
That is the feeling. But one-pointed feeling, only for this lover, is like a wave. Feelings are for the lover like a wave, non-stop. What to do? How to make you happy? How I can give you? How I just that you like me very much? How I can make ornaments that it looks nice to you? You have to feel new today. You have to feel better than yesterday, today. This is only she is thinking to please one-pointed Krishna. And we feel how to please this material world. Because we are materially connected, we are connected with the senses, body and mind. We are not connected with the divine way. So, second purpose is what?
Second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. Lord Krishna's all sweetness, Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime, and to experience that attraction and to understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, he accepted the mentality of Radharani.
Sweetness of himself. This sweetness, how come to me? Krishna thinks to himself means how I become so rasik, rasa. She blindly giving Radhika to her, to Krishna. So this sweetness comes to him. What giving? Love giving, feeling giving. Many, many things thinking to give to him. Every moment she is meditating, how to please you. By the feeling, or feeling, or not? She is out of feeling? What is happening in our life? We are practicing to become without feeling. That way we escape from Radhika direct to Krishna. Because if I go to Radhika, then I have to turn over myself to increase my feeling. We have to come out from this material consciousness in loving feelings. Feelings only can come when my material covering will go out. Materially, if you know judge, you will be in problem. how you can feel in where is the judgment. You learn to judge others. Feeling not make you to judge anyone, your lover. She has no judgment for Krishna, although he knows that Krishna is only one for me, but Krishna, for others, so many he has to love. Radhika knows this. Many lovers of Krishna. So what happened? You have many, but I have only one, and you are my one. I don't bother. Only I bother that you are mine. And I do only for that, that you are mine. So I want to be with you to learn that. And I don't want to leave you, because if I will leave, I will stop my feelings. I will become empty, empty feeling. And I don't want to do that. I want to learn with you. Some drop will come to increase my feelings.
Gurudev, you said to learn this love that Radhika has, we have to turn over ourselves to her.
Right. Turn over? I am in wrong direction. Even to looking to rasa without feeling,
no.
Wrong direction. I want to see the rasa. Without feeling, how you will understand rasa? You want Krishna, is a rasa, but you have no feeling, you will understand it. Krishna himself comes, you will not understand it, full of rasa. Because you are empty. Right or not? No rasa. Understanding will come without feeling. You cannot taste the rasa. For you, rasagulla and the salt, other sweet is similar. Because you have no feeling to understand that. What is full of rasa and what is dry, and sweet. Understand?
If you have no rasa, you cannot feel rasa.
No, if you have no feeling, then you cannot feel rasa. Mm.
No feeling, no.
No taste of rasa. Radhika mercy is not there, why you will get the rasa? Feeling is Radhika and rasa is a Krishna. You want a nectar and no feeling you have. Judge yourself, it's a homework. Am I not class? My advice is to do homework. You calculate without feeling. You can feel the rasa, and with feeling you will always near to the rasa. Feeling means juicy fruit.
Mango.
Huh?
Mango.
Juicy. They can give the juice to you. And this juice, the feeling will give you rasa. If you are dry himself, how you will get the rasa? What is our problem? That we become burned out in the forest fire and we dry up. What is forest fire? Material world is the forest fire. We are burning, burning, and we become dry up. We have no rasa and no, because no feeling, no rasa. And this is the spiritual life. I give you one example. Life of Jesus. He is with the feeling or not?
Yes.
He is juicy fruit. So Father is always with him. That rasa is always with him because feeling is not going. He never misunderstands himself that he is no son. He always thinks that I am a son. This feeling make him meet with the real Father, Divine Father. And this juicy nature of him is start living with the rasa, with the Father. And why all you are running for him? Because he is a juicy and rasa is living with him. The Father is living with him. If he is not juicy, sometimes he say Father, sometimes he say God. Sometimes he says something, but he is so juicy, only he sees Father. He cannot see other thing in his Father. Father. No God. Maybe third subject God for him. For him, major subject was the Father. That makes juicy to him. And this juice make me close to the feel rasa. How you will understand Jesus if you don't understand Radha and Krishna? Now they block. Stop your feelings, become dry up, that you are not with rasa, with God, and I will use you. If God is, you are with the God, I cannot do anything with you. They are not making close, they make you far. Radha, love is the rasa. Lover is the rasa. And the rasa. Feeling. And feeling make you live in rasa, sorry. Feelings make you to be with rasa. Then one time comes, the juicy orange and rasa is no different. But if you differentiate, the orange is different and juice is different. And if you take the juice, the subject become only rasa. That is this one. Difference but no different also.
The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed his company, and he enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani then to Krishna.
How is this possible, Guruji?
Because she's Radha.
She is a giver. If giver become more pleasing, who gives, they are more happy.
Giving is more, more blessing than taking.
He's an enjoyer. Enjoy, but the who gives, they feel more satisfied. That I give my love to write this. Read again.
The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani.
Tasted by Radharani. Rasa is tasting. Rasa, feeling is tasting the rasa. Mm. Without rasa feeling, what you will taste the rasa? Your feeling will increase by tasting rasa. So that is in our enjoyment. The feeling is too much. Every moment is in flow of the feelings, like a waves of the ocean. And then rasa is coming near to him. That give more pleasure and more waves in the feelings. You see, in the ocean, you see, more waves are coming when boats are moving in the ocean. When Krishna is coming more close to her, then like a waves, more start coming. More feeling, more rasa is giving. Because rasa is coming near to the feelings. Rasa is juice. Go on.
So the Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed his company, and he enjoyed the company of Radharani.
Undoubtedly. Feeling thing, I am also full of waves, and rasa also thinking that I am also full of nectar, juicy. More, my glass is full. Where to keep it? My container is full. I have to give to others. If I will not distribute, then what I will do with this? They both want to give.
They both want to share, Guru?
One wants to give the feeling, one wants to give the rasa.
the circle. Bar, Ras, Anand.
Mm.
Increasing each other.
Ananda, Satya Chitta Ananda. Same also. What is Satya? What is Chitta? What is Ananda? Satya is a Lord. Chitta is a feeling. Rasa is a Satya. And when they meet together, and from their reservoir you take, that is your Ananda. It's a divine thing, my dear. We are in very basic, when we don't go deep in the primary reason of the Chaitanya, we cannot understand. Appearance means entering in my heart is my appearance. When something that inside come in my heart, that appear to me. That is appearance there in my life for you. It appears to me in my heart. That is appearance.
Yeah, that's a real appearance day, Gurudev.
Appearance with? One day, what baby appeared? He was not there, he appeared from the womb of mother. Similarly, it has to appear in my heart, this feeling, that this is Rasa and this is feeling. Then Rasa mixed with the feeling, and Rasa was to without feeling, not feeling Rasa. You can feel Rasa without feeling. We want to escape from Rasa to go to, escape from the feeling to go to Rasa. So we are empty now, and then we go near to Rasa is also no rasa, because I am empty with my feelings. Rasa name is Radhika, and rasa name is Krishna, and feeling name is Radhika. Why I am meditating in this point? This is the basic to fix. Automatic flow will start.
So the Lord noticed or thought that the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to Krishna. Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand without taking her position. But for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to him.
You see, Krishna wants to take the position of feeling. And this position is foreign to him. Read again, slowly. Try to understand. You will understand this. You will know about Krishna and Radhika. Because my Bulgarian sisters are here. Yes? Thank you for coming. Yes.
Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand.
Pleasure she can get because of feeling. But Rasa wants to release the feeling also. How to get it. But this is very new subject for him.
So for Krishna to enjoy in that position of Srimati Radharani was impossible.
Impossible.
Because that position was completely foreign to him.
Foreign. That's a foreign country. How to feel it is a foreigner. She starts feeling that is a foreign for me. How I can, I am taking rasa on the, I enjoy on the, but what the lovers give feelings with feelings, how I will know this? One beloved is making love and she so much sacrifice, she fight with parents, she fight with all circumstances, and how much he is giving love for his lover. This was foreign for the man to understand that. How she can behave like that, sacrificing everything. So similarly, for Krishna is also foreign to understand the feelings. How much tolerate and so much suffering for giving to you everything. It's a foreign for him. He is sitting and want to relish on me. How much is she taking pain for that? That is very difficult to understand.
Krishna is the transcendental male and Radhika is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Lord Chaitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. Emotions of her.
Luster. She wants to learn this. Krishna wants to learn from her. How to feel that thing. Of rasa. How I will feel the rasa? I cannot feel my rasa. I want to feel this rasa from her eyes. How much she feel pleasure with me. So this is general. What is the primary here? Krishna or Radhika? Why? Because this God wants to be a student of the love, feelings. Giver. Why Shiva is in the Vaishnava very high, because he is always in the meditation of Krishna or Rama. He is only want to be a servant like a Hanuman to serve the Ramchandra. He is an Adi Guru. Without his removing ignorance, we cannot come out from the ignorance. You go to any temple of Krishna in Vrindavan, you will always see Krishna temple and Shiva temple. Why? Without his mercy, you cannot enter in the bhakti of Krishna. If you hear, if you not put water every day to Krishna, Shiva, it cannot be possible to understand easily to Radha Mohan. You will keep always distance, my dear. If you have little money, every day buy milk to give, every day give the water and some flour and see how you will be, everything will be clear to you. All ignorance he will clean like this, brush up. Give some massage to his lotus feet. You know what his feet? This is the feet of Shiva. You massage every day. He very happy. And his happiness is giving bhakti to you. Right? I say you that time also. Again I repeat. Shiva give you Radha Mohan. Shiva devotee. You say, I cannot possible to become Krishna devotee. I say, Shiva is giving you. She no understand that time. I say, never leave Shiva. I say, and now you understand? Why? Because he is the Adi Guru. He is the main Guru. He can give ignorance in my life and he can remove ignorance from my life. If you want some material thing from him, he will give you and he say, all more I will give you ignorance also. That you suffer. And when you no ask anything, he will give you devotion, bhakti. To feel, to live in rasa. That is his job. Without his mercy, it is not possible. Like sister, you agree with me or not?
Yes.
My Bulgarian sister will say that I will agree. They are also Swami Satyananda disciples. And I am also was Swami Satyananda disciple. You know this? So we are God brother and sister. And he teach me one by one. He was in room and I was a student. So kind. Paramahamsa.
So Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the specific significance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, to answer the call of Advaita Prabhu. But these are secondary reasons.
Secondary reason. Why secondary? When you know the feelings, then you have to do the waves in feeling. And that waves is the name of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. It's not that how I will live in feeling. If I will stop this, then my feeling will dry up. This is keeping my feeling. This feeling, if you want to keep it, you have to chant this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. I want to increase the feelings. Swami, I want to follow your lotus feet. I want to be always with you, with feelings. And I not want to out from this. So I chant to be with you. No other reason for that. Not dry me up. Again you will dry up, you will not like to chant. Try to note it. The moment you will dry up, you will save the jholi mala like, Hare, it's too much for me. Because you want to without feeling. Check yourself. Why this happened to me? Because you want to be without feeling, material. You have some demoniac effect coming to you, and that way you want to come out from the feelings. This is Veda mantra chanted by Shiva in the Veda. Veda mantra you cannot chant. Mahaprabhu say Hare Krishna. In the Veda, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu say it's very difficult to chant all the time. You cannot talk. Chant in the toilet or someplace. But you have to 24/7 you have to do it. So do it. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Ram, Ram. It was okay?
Very good. Excellent.
This is the key to understand Radha and Krishna. This is key to understand Chaitanya. This is the... nothing conflict with any religion. Where is the feeling and where is the rasa, nectar. Any place, any religion, anything, without feeling there is no rasa. And without feeling, if you go to the rasa, you will not relish anything. You are a dry person and you have no feeling, taste of rasa. Kasuri ma. Clear? This is the reason of appearance of the love and the rasa. One place, that is Chaitanya. Feeling is there and rasa is also there.
Both is there and juice is also there.
Huh?
Both is there and juice is there.
Yes. What do you want? You want to increase your feeling? You do that. But the manjaris, the Radha servant, only want to live in feeling. They no run for rasa. They say, okay, if this rasa is for my Swami only. I want to develop feeling more and I want to die with my feelings. You are rasa, you are for Ramai Swami Radhika. That is ananda for me when I am in rasa. When I am in feeling, sorry, I mistake something. When I am in feeling, I feel everything is with me. My Swami is with me. And I am happy when my Swami feelings meet with your rasa. That gives me more pleasure. I am not interested to individually to taste your rasa. No? But I was want to live in rasa, so I want to chant this mantra and want to be with feelings. This is manjari want to do that. Who not become manjari, who covered with physical body, they will never chant. They will blame to others. They have no interest to chant it. I not say to promise you, any devotee that you have to do this. Why to bind someone? To stop his feeling? Is a one round, one chanting name is developing your feeling. If not develop feeling, stop it, not do that. And if it's giving you feeling, never stop it. Non-stop to do, because we have to die in the feelings, not in dryness. Never stop it. You see, they have one word, ajapajap. Right? Why? From anahad is happening. Then you no need to do, it is start happening to you. You see? That is ajapajap. Anahad, when start chanting, then you start only listening. It's happening. This is anant kriya. Yes? Jai Radha.
So this is also in Bhakti Gurudev, waiting for this flow that it will happen?
This is everything is in Bhakti. Bhakti involves everything, right? Lastly, Swami Satyananda started dressing the sari and dancing with the Radha and Krishna. I see one time this movie, I was in ecstasy. He said, I'm in Gopi Bhav. It's highest realization, final realization. Ramakrishna Paramahans, he was in the Gopi Bhav. All has to be in Gopi Bhav. And in the highest stage of consciousness, when you start living in the feeling, it's not easy. Rasa is coming to you, and you said, this is for my somni. I'm not interested in this rasa. I want to only live in my feelings, to feel that rasa is meeting with the my swami feeling. Best! This is the teaching of Chaitanya. And this is for his appear.
That is the selfless love, Gurudev.
That's the point. Radhika is doing selfless love and Manjari do the selfless love. Manjari means the servant of feelings can do the selfless love.
Radhe Radhe Govinda.